Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to episode 26, Start With Your End Game. I just wanted to start this podcast and just say how grateful I am to learn that the message of the Millionaire Woman Show is just infiltrating globally. It is spreading and growing substantially. We have listeners in Canada, the US, India, Pakistan, Ireland, Italy, Australia. It's exponential and it's continuing to grow. And I want to thank you all for sharing this with your peers, your colleagues, in ways that you can live rich from the inside out through leadership, business, and human potential. Today's podcast is all about starting with your end game. And life's adventures are very much like a game. Whether you are listening to this podcast for action steps for your life, business, or running an organization, it is all about the strategies, the blueprints that you put in place. In many sports, you hear about playbooks where there are pages of strategies that can be implemented for people to reach their goal of a win, and the same can be applied to whatever role that you are playing. In Stephen R. Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, habit number 2 is to begin with the end in mind, which means to start with a clear understanding of your destination. It means to know where you are going so that you better understand where you are now, so that the steps you take are always in the right direction. In order to head in the destination, you must have an idea of where you're going. Otherwise, everything else is just haphazardly done. You may be wandering around and bumping into walls and obstacles because you're unsure of where you're heading. So I know you could be in the gym, running right now, or driving a vehicle and can't write these questions down. So don't worry. There is a download that you can go to the show notes at www.themillionairewoman.com/podcast. Go to episode 26. Just remember 26. And you can grab your download with these questions to help you start determining how to start with your end game. So what do you want to achieve? What is your end game? What is the vision that you have for yourself? When you start with your end in mind, you're actually tapping into your imagination where you can start visualizing what it is that you want. You can see it, feel it, and almost taste it. Everything is first created in your mind. I'm going to share a couple stories with you. Jason Gordon from Mobile Pixel put together a promo video for my website at DeborahKosowski.com. And he had taped a variety of different segments. And he shared some concepts with me and I shared what I thought might be possible. But nowhere in my imagination did I see the incredible work that he had put together. It was better than I expected. He is very passionate about spreading powerful messages, and he loves what he does. He already had the concept in his mind of how he was going to put together the video based solely on our conversation. Another instance, and another story to share with you, is that my family and I spearhead a Spirit of Christmas shoebox campaign with a pancake breakfast, with a large number of volunteer elves feeding many children and providing many gifts. When we first got started, it was a bucket list idea. It was something that I had wanted to do, and little did I realize it was going to turn into so much more. The first year, we supplied 120 shoeboxes to one school, and we enjoyed it so much that I called the school the following year, but this time, they had a special request. Can you feed us? I had never done anything like that before. Nothing of that magnitude. All I could visualize in front of me was a child looking up with me that a plate says, feed me. So I said, I'm not sure how I'm going to do this, But yes, I will figure it out and make it happen. I got off the phone and I emailed all of our family and friends to see if there was a way to make this happen. I knew there had to be a way. So I began with the end in mind. My vision was that every child would have a gift and every child would have food on their plate. And I'm happy to say that we ended up serving two schools, one a turkey dinner that year and another a pancake breakfast. To top it all off, every child received a gift. And since that time, there's been no turning back. We are going into our 9th year and we have formed such a beautiful community of support and generous volunteers. And many children will have food to eat, full plates, full tummies, and gifts in their hands. You can do this too. It begins with that vision, that picture you have in your mind. But you can't enroll others into your dream if you don't know where you're heading. You need to create a vision for yourself so you can share it with others. For people who get stuck on the how, I think it's very valuable to use a method called backward planning or reverse engineering. You might have heard it called. And when you start with the end in mind, you can plan backwards and think of the steps that you're going to need to take in order to get where you already know you need to go. But what I found very beneficial is to use questions to help you understand what it is you need to do. This is the how part. For example, let's say you want to become a great speaker. So what must I do to become a great speaker will be your question. Write down all the things you believe you need to do. Then break it down into smaller pieces. Ask more follow-up questions. You'll need a speaker sheet, a signature talk, and a collection of stories. These are your personal stories that make things unique. This is how you stand out from the crowd. What message do you want your audience to walk away with and share with others? What solution do you provide? What is required to make this happen? As soon as you start asking yourself these questions, your mind will be triggered to ask more questions, to find the answers, to find the solutions to what you're looking for. You must see it in your mind first before you can take steps to start making it happen. And when you see it in your mind, you can start setting goals and timelines in which you can focus all of your attention and actions. Whatever you want to achieve, remember it's your game. There is more than one strategy to get to where you want to go. So tap into your strengths. Look for the opportunities. There will be obstacles. I can almost guarantee it that they will show up. But when you have a vision and a blueprint or a plan laid out, you'll find a way to either move through the obstacle or move around them. But what I want to make sure is don't forget to enjoy the journey in the process, because it's all about who you become along the way. It's just not about the destination that you get to. So I want to, this podcast is sponsored by my new book that's coming out in November. It's called Let's Be Curious, How to Ask the Right Questions, Get Better Star Rating, High Five, Write Us a Review, Subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Because what we want to do is empower you to live rich from the inside out, using principles of leadership and human potential. Sign up for our newsletter, The Success Secrets, that come out every 2 weeks so you don't miss out on the, there's going to be new products, there's going to be new interviews coming up, there's always a blog article. You don't want to be missing out. And one of the biggest things that I always leave you with is make sure that you...